very emotional at the start, but then there was a great sigh of relief at long last that the family had got the young lad. They buried him, you know, and it was a great relief that they had got him. And I say it was very, I was talking to some members of the family. They were saying how good that the people down there had been to them, along with the divers and the Garda and the local priests. They said they had been fantastic, you know, as indeed had the community up in Craigan, the community groups, Cornbeef Tin, Healthy Living Centre, Dove House and the Gashard. They all rose to the occasion, you know, along with, I mean, we hear so much negativity about young people nowadays, but the young people in Craigan really rose to the mark, along with the community groups, regarding the incident with a young pair. I knew the young lad well. He was a very distant young lad, very quiet, very modest. He was waiting on his results of his GCEs, you know. So it was a terrible tragedy, but as I say, the family are just relieved now that they can bury him in peace.
And what's the general feeling in Craigan now after the body was recovered yesterday?
Well, that's the general feeling, is it, of relief, you know, that at least now the family can bury their son, you know. As far as I know, the body was taken to Letterkenny Hospital, to the morgue, and that the funeral should be sometime this week, you know. We'll hear later on today, probably. But, the feeling is that although there was a lot of emotion at the time, and even down there yesterday there was a lot of emotion, a lot of young people was in tears, there was a great feeling of relief that at long last that the mother and the family has got the young boy back to bury him.